One of the hardest parts of getting older is feeling like something's off in your body, but not knowing exactly what. It's not just aging. It's often your hormones, too. When they fall out of balance, everything feels off. But here's the good news. This doesn't have to be the story of your next chapter. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is an herbal formula made with science-backed ingredients designed to fine-tune your hormones by balancing estrogen, testosterone, progesterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol. It helps with common issues such as hot flashes, poor sleep, low energy, bloating, and more. With over 40,000 reviews and a bottle sold every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. A survey found 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw an improved mood, and 100% felt like themselves again. Start your next chapter feeling balanced and in control. For a limited time, get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today. And get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
When you're getting ready in the morning, when you're exercising, or when you just need a little boost, download Mindset and listen to your favorite motivational speeches while getting ready for the day.
We're conditioned to identify our sense of self, our sense of me, as simply this body. We're conditioned to believe we are this identity. And I think the degree to which we identify ourselves as this structure, as this form, as this label, as this person, is also, I think, the degree to which we will feel a certain restriction, the degree to which we will also feel a sense of fear in the concept of death, because when this body dies, then there's this sense of, well, I'm dying. The whole freedom aspect is the possibility that if this body is dying and you can make peace with that, is this you? Is this who you really are? And then it opens up the question, who are you really? This body every 7 years changes. You know, the cells change every 7 years, regenerate. So literally after 7 years, you have a totally different body. Technically, you are a different person. And so, are you just this body? The real death is not just the death of this physical body, because I believe that what we are is not just this body. We are something more. The real death is the letting go of the attachment and the identification of this conditioned sense of self that we have learned to be based on our past, based on our experiences, based on our childhood, based on our conditioning, based on what our parents told us. You're this kind of person, you're not this kind of person, you'll never make it, you're stupid, you're amazing, you're great, you're not good at math, you're not a creative person. And so we identify with these thought forms and we identify with these belief systems, and then we hold tightly onto this sense of identification as a sense of me. I like to question people and ask you, is who you are who you really are? You look at a child is in touch with its innocence. A child is in touch with his or her aliveness. It will dance naked. It's not thinking, am I fat? What do you think? You know, it's just, that's freedom. You know, that's liberation. That's freedom. They're in touch with, you know, their essence, their soul. There's a free expansiveness that they're in touch with. But what happens? We're born into a world where we meet our parents. You know, and our parents, they're just doing the best that they can do based on their past and their conditioning and their childhood and their traumas and just their life. We're born into this experience, and as children...
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We learn two things. The first thing is we learn all sorts of ways, often unconsciously, out of survival to shut down, disconnect, not feel. Not feel the pain of my dad's an alcoholic. Not feel the pain of my dad is not around. Not feel the pain of my mother's crazy or my parents are screaming all the time. As children, we're very sensitive to this. And so we learn all sorts of ways to shut down our feeling capacity to disconnect. And we start suppressing, function, and survive. And then we learn all sorts of ways to sort of go into the world. Me personally, I became the preacher's kid. I became the nice guy. I became the perfect son, the perfect person who couldn't make any mistakes. I became the responsible one, which was the over-responsible one. So we learned to develop all of these roles, you know, that we kind of suppress our feelings and our pain, and we develop all these roles to ultimately function and survive. So we contort ourselves into a certain shape to avoid pain, to get love and validation and approval. We contort ourselves into a certain shape. And then we identify with the shape that we've become, thinking, this is just who I am. And now we're so identified with this as me, but it's simply a conditioned sense of self. And so the more tightly we're holding on to this way of being, because maybe it worked for us when we were 5, it worked for us when we were 8, it worked for us when we were 10, but maybe it doesn't work for us when we're 22. Often what worked for us when we were younger doesn't work for us as we're older. And so I think the degree to which we're identified as the sense of self is inhibits our sense of freedom, inhibits our sense of our ability. Many people, we feel like that we have so much potential. You know, I think there's many folks listening and that we feel like, God, there's so much I want to give. There's so much I want to love. There's so much I want to do and express, but it doesn't get out, because it's trapped inside of this sort of identification and these patterns of conditioning. One of the things that keeps us stuck in a simple level are all the ways we lie to ourselves, all the ways we rationalize, you know, I'm in a relationship and it's not so bad, it's okay, I should be grateful, you know. I think we should not use gratitude as a spiritual bypass of our truth. I think it's okay to be gratitude, but if we want to be free, we have to be willing to be ruthlessly, compassionately honest with ourselves. For me, truth is yoga. Truth is spiritual practice. Truth is real meditation. To start asking oneself, okay, what lies am I telling myself? And be willing to sit with it, even if you're not willing to take action right now. Part of truly reclaiming our power is the willingness to be responsible for what we feel. Life is actually seeking to express itself through us. It is a simple truth process of asking yourself ruthlessly, with intention, what lies am I telling myself? What am I pretending to not know? Because we're constantly pretending as a way to protect ourselves. You know, what are the lies costing me? And actually being willing to feel the pain. And that's the key thing, because we often, sometimes we know we're lying, but we numb ourselves from feeling the pain, which allows us to keep going. But actually taking the time, cultivating the space to feel the pain, to feel the impact of being misaligned, of not living in integrity, to feel that, to let it touch you. Because if we do, it hurts. You know, it hurts. And sometimes we live for 10, 20, 15, you know, 50 years disconnected, you know, and ask ourselves, you know, what am I most afraid will happen if I tell the truth? What, and face that fear, really face it. Many times we make up, you know, a negative future fantasy in the mind of what we think is going to happen, what could happen, what might happen, what should happen, that hasn't happened yet, and we freak ourselves out in the moment before it's even happened, and we paralyze ourselves in the moment from actually taking action, even though it's not even here right now, which is craziness, the craziness of the mind. I think if we can make peace with the scenario of the worst case, and we begin to free ourselves from it. So I think starting with the truth is a really important place to begin.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
GEICO makes it easy to get affordable renter's insurance in as little as 90 seconds. And then you'll start to wonder why everything else isn't so fast. Like, why does it take so long to do the dishes? A meal that's gone in three requires 45 minutes worth of dishes. Doesn't make sense. But it does make sense to get renter's insurance through GEICO. That way, that pile of dirty dishes and the other things you love are covered. Get more with GEICO.